This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning. You're listening to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk and founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' leader in senior in-home care. Joining us today in the studio, our friend Cameron Grunberg, Director of Sales and Marketing for Melody Living here in Colorado Springs. Cameron, it has been a while since we've had you on the show, and we're in the show now kind of as we've all hopefully are coming on the outside end of this COVID pandemic. So super excited to be back in the studio, super excited to have you back in the studio with us.
Yes, I agree. It's been a while.
Well, welcome back to Senior Talk. Take a few moments, you know, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and really what kind of led you and drove you to what you're doing today.
So my background has been in sales my entire career, and I was in medical sales for about 10 years. That started my passion for helping seniors. I was delivering equipment to their homes and really starting to build relationships with them and seeing how we can help the senior population. So I wanted to get into senior living to then now be able to provide them a place to live and be able to be taken care of and have that retirement and that those later years the way they want them.
So how have you enjoyed that transition? You know, you know, obviously you see an impact with the equipment that you provide people and then switching to the service and genuinely being able to see these folks day in, day out and the impact that your organization is having on their life.
Yeah, you know, it's more now about quality of life. I was able to help them with equipment before and help their symptoms or some of their disease states, but now really providing them the much more full spectrum of giving them the better quality of life.
Fantastic. Now let's talk about your current role. So you're Director of Sales and Marketing. I'm sure that's challenging these days, and we'll dive into that a little bit. But for our listeners who may not have visited yet, what is Melody Living?
You know, Melody Living and my role there is to help families and their loved ones or the senior themselves finding a place that they can go and feel taken care of, feel safe, feel comfortable in their own home, that they know somebody is there to take care of them if they need it. And Melody Living is an assisted living and memory support. And so we're able to help people with their activities of daily living, whether it be getting dressed or managing their medications. It can be a full spectrum of things. The memory support then now goes into the secure environment. So we're able to help out any of those seniors that may have the dementia or Alzheimer's and going through that disease state, making sure that they're safe as possible.
All right. Now, where's Melody Living located?
So we're right off Woodman and Powers, just to the north of the St. Francis Hospital.
All right, so the explosion of growth on the Powers Corridor.
That's
there.
Right.
So easily accessible and definitely a great location and where all the growth is going to continue to be, I think.
Yes.
Since we've already grown all the way we can to the west side. So as you mentioned, you know, Melody Living, it's somewhat unique. You know, there's a lot of senior living options here in the Colorado Springs area, but very few that have a focus or plan on a focus of addressing really all of the care needs, you know, from independent living to assisted living to memory care options like we talked about. Now, let's dive in a little bit, talk about these different options of care and the benefit of really having them all in one location. And somewhat unique again, you all started by opening up your memory care first.
Right. So we started with the care side of things, with the memory care and the assisted living. And the independent living, of course, with things going on, it's projected a little later, but we're still projecting April of next year to open. You know, independent living is for anybody that's just looking to downsize and kind of relax in their later years, not having to take care of a yard or you know, with housekeeping, maybe some of the meals and having more structured environment. That way they can really just enjoy their later years. You know, and getting into the assisted side is, you know, maybe you've started to fall a little bit or you've noticed you're forgetting some things or you're forgetting to take a medication. The assisted living can just be as, you know, you've got a pendant to hit if you need help, if you fall. we're managing your meds so that it is structured and you don't have to try to remember those, and keeping everybody more balanced. The memory care then is now when we're getting further in a disease state. You know, we do have a dementia specialist that runs our memory support, and he's amazing and can really help out with even families, educating them on how to deal with somebody that has that disease. And then we're able to really put eyes on them. You know, we've got, it's a secure environment, so they're not able to just walk out and get lost. We're able to keep them secure and safe.
You know, highlighting, you know, the need for memory care as we get older, I think the last statistic that I had heard was, you know, once you hit the age of 80, one in two of us, so one in, you know, 50% of everybody 80 years old or older has some sort of memory or cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, one of those different conditions going on. There seems to be a growing need here in the Colorado Springs area based on all the growth of memory care facilities. So what is driving this need?
You know, I was thinking about this, and I think it's more the awareness. We're just more educated now, and I think that people are less scared of that disease and admitting that, you know, maybe mom or dad does have dementia or Alzheimer's, and understanding that there are memory support or memory care communities that we can help that resident so that you can be that son or that daughter again. Because what's happening is these kids are then taking care of their parents, and now they're the caretaker. And there's a lot of conflict that we see with that mom or dad with their kid, because they've always taken care of their kids. So there's just this internal battle with the families where we can step in and be that care so that they can then just be the family.
I think you're spot on. You know, I think the combination of us living longer, right? You know, in home care, I can say I've seen, you know, our average client age increase, you know, drastically. And, you know, it's not uncommon to work into your 70s these days, right?
Yeah.
But once you hit 80 and 50% of us, half of us having those memory and cognitive impairments, that education, like you mentioned, you know, it used to be, I know back when I got in this, well, yeah, they got some memory issues, you know, just some forgetfulness. And I think now we've learned so much about the disease process where we can pinpoint actually what's going on and can really be more open to these different options.
So, right, right.
Kudos to you for the approach on doing that. Now, then you open the assisted living side, and then coming up in the future is going to be the independent side.
Yes, so the independent still projecting about April of next year.
Fantastic. For our listeners who don't know, what is the best way to get in touch with you and the team over at Melody Living? I want to get this information out several times today.
Yes. So, of course, right now you can go on our website or, of course, give us a call at 719-960-4005.
Fantastic. So, recent events.
Yes.
Global pandemic. Spread of a virus, COVID-19, has changed every aspect of healthcare and senior care, from home care to senior living, obviously. How has these events surrounding, you know, the virus and pandemic impacted your community operations?
You know, it's really changed almost everything in how we're doing our day-to-day business, especially the sales and marketing side. We're having to recreate how we're doing the marketing and advertising and connecting with families. So right now there are no visitors allowed, so I'm not able to have in-person tours. So we're using the technology that we have. We're doing Zoom calls with families. I'm able to meet with them. They're able to see my face. I can have them also talk with the clinical team, discuss some of those care items for their loved ones, and I'm able to virtually give them a tour around the building. Some of the things too, our dining is still closed. I know restaurants have opened up, but that has not opened up for senior living. So we are still delivering all three meals to the residents. And a lot of it, too, is our day-to-day for employees. We're having temperature checks twice a day when you come to work, when you leave for work. We have questionnaires. We have sanitizer stations out at the front door before you even come in. So there's a lot of protocol that we have to follow to even come into work. But one of the positive things is we don't have any cases of COVID. We don't have staff or residents that have any cases. So yes, it's a lot of protocol. It may take 10 minutes to even come into work that day, but we're safe. And really, you know, we've talked that we feel like our building is even safer than going out in the just regular community, going to the grocery store, because we're following all of these, and not everybody does out there. So, you know, we feel safe coming to work.
Absolutely. And it's important to highlight, you know, you have all these safety protocols in place. I often say with home care, and I'd say the same as with senior living, you know, we serve an aging population that is typically more isolated anyway. And because all of our time is spent with folks who are typically more isolated than, say, if I worked in a grocery store or things like that,
right,
the potential for exposure that we have as employees of these senior service organizations, I would think, is far less than, you know, other professions. So I think it does highlight the safety. And then when you just enhance that with the different protocols, it's a good option to have. Now, what advice would you give our listeners about staying safe during these challenging times, right?
I would say, one, don't be scared about reaching out. You know, just because you may have been thinking about this decision to look into senior living doesn't mean that you should stop. We're still able to get you all the information and prepare so that when you do feel comfortable, you know, you can come into the building. But we are still accepting new residents. You know, we understand that there are certain scenarios where people can't go back to their homes. So really just want everybody to know that we are doing all of the protocols to keep everybody safe, staff and residents. If you're new coming in, yes, there may be some protocols to follow, but it doesn't mean that you're just alone as well. Yeah. Because our building doesn't have any cases, our residents are still able to do small activities together. We have to keep them distance apart, so we've limited the amount of chairs that are in the activity rooms. But we're still able to have fun and do things throughout the day. You know, we have a gym, we've got a theater, we've got meeting rooms where there's cards and bingo, and I hosted a paint and wine night. So there's still stuff going on. It doesn't mean that you move to a community and you're just locked in your room forever. We're actually doing a lot, so the residents are having a good time.
That's fantastic. And, you know, it's important to highlight again, you know, don't delay that research on exploring these options. You know, whether it's home care, whether it's senior living, you know, the process can be lengthy to explore the options, to really find and educate yourself on the right option for you.
Right.
And what we find is we put off doing that. And now we have another reason to put off exploring the options that are out there. And the only thing that happens at that point is your options become fewer. And there's going to be that catalyst or that event that will spark the absolute necessity for a change. And because you've delayed, you don't know what your options are. Your options are far, far fewer and might be even limited at that point.
So. Right.
Now, levels of care, different levels of care. I know we talked about the memory care side, so I guess this would go more towards the assisted living. You know, what levels of personal assistance are you able to help folks with as they get older, maybe weaker, maybe their balance and mobility is impacted? What can you do to assist from that personal care side?
So we have multiple levels of care. We have four levels, and ours is based on a personalized a care assessment for each resident. So each resident meets with a clinical team or, you know, the family member, maybe if we have to, and we have to get physician orders. So we get a full spectrum of that care that the resident is going to need. And we can start off by just simply, like I was mentioning earlier, just managing medications. Maybe it's a little harder to get your socks and shoes on for the day or to reach your arms up because of some shoulder issues with getting your shirt on. It can be limited as that. Or it can be, you know, up to a higher level of care. We're able to add items as needed, and we're able to get them to where, you know, we can manage meds, we can toilet, we can shower, we can dress, we can get them to and from locations if they have mobility issues. And so we can really help somebody throughout the rest of their time. And, you know, partnering with some home care companies to bring in some of that extra, maybe we can supplement that way as well and really keep them hopefully aging in our building for the rest of their time.
Well, and that's the beautiful part is, you know, once you move to independent living is you have the choice to transition to assisted living, or maybe it's time to look at assisted living, but you don't have anything available at the
right
moment. So, you know, home care companies can come in and assist with that and really let you age in place and enjoy the benefits of that community. But it sounds like you're not trying to do a cookie cutter mold for care. And that's what I oftentimes see the default in our the entire healthcare system, really, is we try to say, well, you know, one size fits all. And, mm-hmm. and no, it doesn't. We're serving people, and every single person is different, and those needs are different, and they change.
That's right. That's right. You know, you and I could both be at the same level of care, but with completely different care plans.
So I'm sitting here, I'm exploring senior living, toying around with the idea, and I don't know what might be appropriate for me. So, I mean, really, is there anything clear cut where it says, how do I know if independent living is appropriate for me or if assisted living is appropriate for me or my loved one?
I don't know if there's like a clear cut line. I think it's still individualized to each person of where they're at and what they want to still be responsible for and what they want to let go of and allow somebody else to manage that care for them. So really what I would say is if you feel like you're on that line, call us. Talk to our director of nursing. Let her explain some of the things that we do and talk to a clinical team that can go over some of the items that you may not want to deal with. And it can be as easy as cooking. If you don't want to have to cook anymore, do your laundry. You know, those things can be a part of the assisted living. So really I would say reach out. Do a consultation with us over the phone, and we'll give you the direction, whether it be to go to independent if we feel like you're the best fit for that, or if we feel you're best for assisted living, and then you're still able to make that choice for yourself.
Fantastic. Now, what is the best contact information our listeners can get in touch with you and the team over at Melody Living to really explore, you know, the options that are available?
Our phone number is 719-960-4005.
Now, this is a question I like to highlight. A lot of our listeners who've been listening for a long time know the answer to this, but I'm surprised at how many folks still don't. How are services paid for?
You know, it is. There are some benefits out there. So it is private pay, but if you have long-term care insurance, that will kick in, as well as there are veteran benefits that are out there that will help pay for assisted living.
Absolutely. And that's something, you know, time and time again, you know, I see people still have that misconception that long-term care is going to be paid for by Medicare or insurance. And that's not the case.
No.
But there are different programs and growing number of programs, I would say, that are starting to look at, you know, paying for quality long-term care options. And especially veterans, I'm seeing growing options there.
Yes.
So what's included with the monthly rent, right? So it's a base rent, right? And
yes.
Probably different levels of care, but what do I get?
So with your rent, that is separate from the care items that we're talking about.
Okay, right.
But in the rent, with us in the assisted living, you're getting all three of your meals, all your utilities, cable, Wi-Fi internet, housekeeping every week, laundry every week, including linens, all the activities, transportation. Basically everything that goes on at the community except those certain care items that we would put into a care plan.
All right, so looking at, I mean, all of those different expenses that we have, I mean, you named off a ton of the expenses that, you know, living independently in my own home that I've had for 30, 40 years, I have many of those expenses and more, especially when my water heater that's 20 years old breaks or my furnace breaks and I need to get another one right at winter time or the holiday season. And some of these are true stories too, which is
yes.
Crazy. And it never happens at the time you want it to.
Right.
Right. But you look at all these different expenses that we have, especially seniors who do have a fixed income, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Senior living really can be an affordable option when planning for the long-term care needs, right? I mean, it sounds like you cover a lot of those different expenses.
Yeah, if you're looking at your monthly expenses, I mean, with your mortgage or rent and your utilities and car payments and car insurance and homeowner's insurance and everything that you have to have owning your own home, all that goes away. We provide all of those in the assisted living.
What are the main benefits to really start now exploring these senior living options?
You know, I think for anybody in that senior population, a huge benefit is socialization. And again, just because we're in this COVID thing doesn't mean that we're not still having that socialization at the community. And that's even with staff. You know, you have a housekeeper, a dining staff, myself, the nursing team. You have everybody that's visiting and talking to you throughout the day as well. And we're finding that socialization is one of the things that is prolonging life, especially later years.
You're absolutely correct. And especially in these times, right? When we're more isolated than ever before, those are the stories in the reports that I'm getting time and time again. And it sounds like your activities and the exercise and the facilities and the movie theater and everything is up and running in full swing. And you have to be a resident to utilize them. I've known Cameron for years, and I did not get an invite to his wine and painting party. and I just now learned about it here this morning, so yes. I'm a little upset.
The next one. We'll
but
on the next
apparently
one.
It's the virus that has prevented me from being able to enjoy the benefits, but glad to see things are still focused on that socialization and to try to prevent that isolation.
Right.
So many different senior living options here in the Colorado Springs area, and growing, it seems. I see new ones all the time, and the senior population is growing, right?
Yes.
We're still the fastest growing county in the entire country for seniors 65 and older, still expected to triple from about 75, 80,000 now to still over 210, 220,000 seniors over the next 10 to 15 years. With that being said, what is the number one, and I'll even let you do two if you want to, but what's the number one differentiator that sets Melody Living apart from the other options that we see with senior living here in Colorado Springs?
You know, one of the first things I noticed at Melody Living was the family aspect with the residents themselves. I see more family involvement with this community than I have anywhere, and that also rubs off into our own team. That's created a family atmosphere for us. And so moving in, it just feels like we're adding a family member to our team. And of course, the family wishes they could be there every day, all day, which is amazing. And we love to see that. And I know we're restricting some things, but we're still doing some family visits, window visits and things, and allowing the family to still be involved as much as possible. So really, I think it's the family atmosphere that we have at the building.
It's a good community feeling in those window visits we see. You know, we see them
yes.
on the news, on the reports, and some of them are heartbreaking, but the majority are just these phenomenal things to be able to see the joy on both ends of that window. You help them with the technology side too, like video calls?
Yeah. And we'll do Skype calls with them. I mean, we'll cast the TVs around the building so they can use a huge TV to be able to see their family. And, you know, it's really, I've learned a lot about the residents sitting in for some of these to help out because they're able to talk with their family and just learning more about them. It's been very rewarding.
And it's important to know, you know, the growth of the Colorado Springs community is it's in that baby boomer population, right? The folks in the 60s and 70s. And because people are living longer, we see typical clients and folks in their 80s and 90s and more. It's not uncommon for us to be aging as an adult, but to have our even older parents living out of state.
Yeah.
And do you see that a lot where a lot of folks who live here or retired here in Colorado Springs and they're bringing their family, their parents here closer to be with them and looking at the senior living options?
Yeah, big time. You know, I think there's a good pool because the military that's been here. So we have a lot of people that have been traveling and they like the area. So then they want to come back and retire here and they're bringing their loved ones. Or they've ended up like myself, just getting here on a whim and falling in love and not wanting to go back. And so, you know, we do see a pull from out of state. Yeah.
So you've been doing senior living for some time now. How has senior living options changed or progressed or improved, really, over the years that you've been involved with it?
You know, I think, and we even did this maybe a couple years ago, but I think it's the myths around senior living. We're not a nursing home. It's not white walls and tile floors. It is like you're living in your own home. You just have a little bit of support. So it's much more of a family community feeling now instead of that, you know, kind of it turns you off by the, you know, the thought of you're just stuck in a room with somebody else and it's just white walls and there's no life to it. This is the way that we're going. I mean, this is the way that seniors are living now. And, you know, it just feels like they're more on board with being open to the idea and understanding that it's really just like living at home, but you have all these amenities as well.
And I so appreciate that. Growing up, my mother was a social worker in, you know, nursing facility, and we're talking old school nursing facilities. And I always say it's the ones you saw stories on 2020 and Dateline back in the early 90s,
right,
where you're going, man, when I get older, I hope I'm never
That's right.
in a facility. I remember visiting my great grandmother in one, and the changes that you can actually see for the better, for the quality of life, the environment is just phenomenal to see, and organizations really driving that home. Of course, we're starting to run a little bit low on time here, so I want to say, you know, if you can give one or two pieces of advice to our listeners who may be just now starting to explore the options of senior living for a loved one or for themselves, what advice would you give them?
I think, again, is to not be afraid with what you're hearing out there. There are these protocols and requirements for a reason, and we're able to keep people safe, so don't be scared. And really just to reach out to myself, reach out to Greg, reach out to a home care company that maybe you could get started that way. If you're just not feeling like you want to make the move yet, don't feel like you can't get any help. Start somewhere, see if that works, and we'll progress as we need to.
Excellent. Cameron Grunberg, Director of Sales and Marketing for Melody Living here in Colorado Springs. We, of course, are about out of time. Let's get your contact information out. Website. So email, phone number, and how can we schedule those video tours?
So, of course, online works well with our website, melodylivingcos.com. You can submit an inquiry that way. I'll reach out. We can set up a time. Of course, give us a call. It's 719-960-4005. You can ask for Cameron, and we'll start the process.
Cameron, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll have you back soon, and we'll do it once things start to open up a little bit more again with this COVID thing. I hope in seeing we're on the tail end of it. So we've seen improvement. We're going to keep pushing for that.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks for coming on. For listeners who want to learn more about Heartfelt Care at Home, you can visit us online at heartfeltcareathome.com or give us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. And don't forget to tune in next Sunday and every Sunday right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5.